When Nathan Lukes stepped up to the plate for the Victoria Harbour Cats in the summer of 2014, few could have guessed that 11 years later he'd be helping lead the Toronto Blue Jays to their first World Series appearance since 1993. Now, the 31-year-old outfielder from Sacramento is making the most of his moment on baseball's biggest stage. Lukes played 135 games for the Jays this season, hitting .255 with 12 home runs and 65 RBIs. In the playoffs, he's elevated his game even further, batting .333 with 13 hits and 7 RBIs through 39 at-bats. His path to the majors was anything but easy. Drafted by the Cleveland Indians in the 7th round of the 2015 MLB draft, Lukes spent a decade grinding through the minors, logging 733 games across multiple organizations before finally earning a full-time spot with Toronto in 2025. Keep at it, it's a fun, long road. The memories that you make are unforgettable, Lukes said in an interview with MLB.com after the Jays clinched their World Series berth. The moment that sealed it came in dramatic fashion. Trailing 3-1 in Game 7 of the ALCS, Toronto's veteran star George Springer blasted a 3-run homer in the bottom of the 7th, sending the Rogers Centre crowd into a frenzy. "It was one of the best things I've ever seen in baseball," Lukes said. "George put us here, it was unbelievable. He's a dude, he's done it all year. When he's in the box, you know something good is going to happen." Lukes had the best seat in the house for the moment. He was on deck when it happened. George Springer. Big-time player hashtag springerdingerpick.twitter.com/PNKTKB7UA. Toronto Blue Jays. At Blue Jays, October 21, 2025. A decade before his big league breakthrough, he was a 20-year-old college player spending his summer with the Harbour Cats, where he hit .343 with 2 home runs and 24 RBIs in 42 games in the West Coast League. Christian Stewart, now the team's general manager, remembers Lukes well, both for his play and his personality. "He was one of those kids who stood out not just because of his talent, but because of who he was," Stewart said. "A quality individual, wouldn't hesitate to give you the shirt off his back. He was great with fans, great with interviews, and just an all-around nice guy." Stewart, who served as the Harbour Cats photographer that season, still has dozens of photos from Lukes' summer in Victoria. He says the organization couldn't be prouder to see one of their own on baseball's biggest stage. Nathan is the first Harbour Cats alumnus to make a World Series, and the fact that he's contributing in such a big way makes it even more special, Stewart said. "He's put in his dues for 10 years, and now he's showing what kind of player he really is." Lukes' success is also a point of pride for the entire WCL, which has quietly become one of the top collegiate summer leagues in North America. Stewart says Lukes' story helps highlight the quality of talent that comes through Victoria each summer. "The Jays actually have 5 players on their roster who played in the WCL," Stewart said. "It just shows how strong the league has become. For us, having Nathan be part of this moment reinforces that." The Blue Jays will open the World Series on Friday, October 24, at Rogers Centre, where they'll host the defending champion Los Angeles Dodgers.